In brief, winds drop, temperatures rise, and clear skies for the eclipse. Sunday update. Strong winds and high fire danger continues for a few more hours. We take a few days to return to the 70s, figure 1 update, while rain chances remain very low. For the eclipse, the sun will be blocked to about 70% at 12:41 p.m. The first moment of partial eclipse will arrive at 11:24 a.m. and the partial eclipse will end at 1:54 p.m. At no time will this eclipse be safe to view with the naked eye from Colorado. Skies will be mostly clear at the time of the eclipse. Red line in Figure 1 update. You must have approved sun viewing glasses to view this directly. There are still some that will arrive overnight and same day from Amazon, not a sponsor. You can also view it by putting a small hole in an index card and projecting the image on another card below, or on a table surface, for example. Be safe and enjoy. Caption and Sunday update. The forecast discussion. Friday showers move off to the east as a warm weekend sets up, figure 1. Another somewhat cut-off low drifts by Sunday p.m. and Monday, giving us a possible quarter inch of rain. Nighttime snow showers are possible, but I-25 cities may only see snow in the air or a coating on the ground overnight. The Sunday, Monday showers come in with a low pressure system and cool front, figure 2. There will also be a chance of thunder with this system, but nothing severe, figure 3. Easter sunrise forecast. Sunrise will be at 6:34 a.m. with temperatures around 36°F, 20% cloud cover, and winds from the east around 4 miles per hour. It should be a pretty good sunrise service wherever you go along I-25. Figure 1. The 10-day graphical forecast for Longmont from weatherunderground.com. Figure 2. The Sunday surface forecast map from the NWS. Figure 3. The SPC thunderstorm, severe weather forecast for Sunday. The long-range forecast. A warm-up kicks in Tuesday with possible 70s later in the week, figure 1. For Longmont, the next 5 days may see up to a quarter inch of waterfall, figure 4. But snowfall should remain in the foothills and nearby mountains, figure 5. Figure 4. The 5-day precipitation forecast from the GFS and weather5280.com. Figure 5. The 5-day 10-to-1 ratio snowfall forecast from the GFS and weather5280.com.